One year ago, the Bears unveiled a statue honoring the team's founder, George Halas. Weighing in at 1,600 pounds, the bronze statue stands 9 feet tall and took 10 months to complete. Sculptor Chad Fisher created the piece back home in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
They shipped him out here on a large tractor trailer, and then they had a crane actually install him. And there's probably about 15 people on the job to position him.
Tell me about the process. How does it all come to life?
Okay, so the process is Virginia and George McCaskey. In the beginning, we were thinking about three different poses. So the idea was, with each pose, you have sort of a different story. And with this one was Mr. George Halas actually on the field in action as they remember him. So we started with the pose. From there, I make a maquette or a modello, which is about 24 inches tall. And then I scale him up in clay, full size. So from there, it's the casting process after that, banging on bronze and welding and that stuff. So, yeah, and then that's it, just put them together and stand them up.
We told Chad the two things we wanted to convey are action and passion, two words that vividly describe George Halas.
Chad has been sculpting since he was 7 years old. Inspired by the Italian Renaissance master sculptors, he studied in Florence, Rome, and Venice. Chad has won numerous awards for his work and created sculptures for NFL Films and the Philadelphia Flyers. Now he can add one more sports organization to his growing resume.
What does it feel like to sculpt the founder of the Chicago Bears?
It's beyond a privilege. It's a sincere honor. With George Halas, he's the founder of the NFL. So you go one level up from there, and it's just like, it's amazing. It's absolutely incredible.
Chad credits his dad as a major influence on his career. Fran Fisher is a classically trained painter. Today he serves as Chad's project manager.
As a father, how special is it for you to see Chad make something like this statue come to life?
It's fantastic. When he said to me that he was going to do this about 12 or 13 years ago, we were ready to go up to Syracuse University for his, it was his third year, and he said, Dad, I don't want to leave. I want to become a sculptor. And I said, okay. We turned off the car, and we had a discussion. And I said, there are three things that are going to have to happen here. Number one, I support you. Number two, you're going to work harder at this than anything you could have imagined. And number three, you're going to have to be the best. And I said, with that, let's do it.
You know, Spice, I see you out there all the time taking selfies with that statue.
Whoa.
Listen, it's a cool statue.
The statue is super cool, but I don't take selfies. I don't do selfies.
I'm pretty sure that was you I saw.
Nah, with me. Now you may have seen somebody take a picture of me next to the statue, but I don't do the selfies now.
No.
Don't
and
do them.
Especially, you the social media king, you probably
I don't do selfies. I don't do selfie stick. I don't do selfies. Period.
I doubt that.
So you got the wrong information.